Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I want to talk briefly about an issue of financial integrity. And this is the Milwaukee pension scandal. It's 20 years old now and still reverberating in the lessons that it has for good financial management in the state. 20 years ago, you recall, this is just before the 2001 and 2 downturn, there had been a series of stock market surges throughout the 90s that had driven pension funds up a great deal. The Milwaukee County Board decided that they would grab some of that from Milwaukee County workers, and they just flat out said, well, it'll go on forever. Very naive, no financial knowledge behind that. And here's what they did. What they ended up doing, by the way, to give you an idea, is that it's so far cost the county, just the county now in Milwaukee, $354 million. And recently, there have been some developments in it. It added another $58 million. And there are 800 veteran employees who haven't retired yet, and when they do, it'll drive the cost to $460 million, almost half a billion dollars. This is just for pensions, pension enhancements, not normal pensions, in one county in the state. And here's the lesson I draw from it. Because of that surge in the stock market in the late 90s, largely due to tech companies, the Milwaukee County Board approved a 25% bonus that let veteran employees collect 100% of their salaries as pensions. 100%, not 80%, 60%, 80%, no, 100%. In addition, they got a lump sum backdrop. They got a check on the way out. In addition to that, 14 of them got over $1 million. They get a check for $1 million up to $1.5 million, one sum check, and 100% of their salaries. Another seven got $900 or more, $900,000. Another 144 got $400,000 in addition to their pensions. That was simply a raid on the pension fund. What happened, of course, is there's a 2002 downturn. Then there ended up with the 2008, early 2009 mini depression. And pension funds, if they are prudently invested, will be diversified and be somewhat conservative. And there's no way they could make the money up. No way to make the money up to pay this stuff. And as a result, there were cuts in services, tax increases, and so forth. The worst example of it is in Illinois. Right now, they're over $200 billion in arrears on their pension funds. They just enhanced pensions without any idea of funding it under one of their mayors, 30 years ago or so. They decided to sell the rights to their parking meters and parking revenue for some billions of dollars and immediately just gave it out to employees as bonuses. And now they're deprived of that revenue. You know, there is simply financial mismanagement when you let people too close to something vote on their own pensions or vote politically the way this goes on. In my view, anything having to do with pensions in Wisconsin, we have the most honest, the Wisconsin retirement system is the most honest pension fund in the country. It's fully funded. And not only that, it's very prudently invested by professionals outside of politics. And what it does is it adjusts your payments month by month, depending on how the fund's doing. So it may go down at some point slightly. It may go up. It doesn't do any good for a union or anybody else to say, no, we object to it going down this month. That is part of the pension plan. When you let politics go and get into finances like this, having to do with pensions, you're looking for at a disaster. There's no way in my mind that Illinois is going to be able to pay all this out without significant tax increases or drastic cuts in services, and those are going to be intolerable. So I want to put this on everybody's radar. 20 years later, it will have ended up costing to date $460 million once these 800 veteran employees retire. 14 people got more than $1 million in backdrop, 7 got more than $900,000, and 144 got $400,000. In 2006, they finally, 5 years into it, cut it out. But the law is you cannot change it for people who are already in the plan. You can't change pensions. So a lot of these people continue to harvest the benefit of it. It was absolutely irresponsible. You cannot have local authorities setting pensions. You simply can't. They do not have the expertise. They're subject to too much political pressure. Ultimately, every pension plan in this state should be administered by the Wisconsin Retirement Plan. And it's honest investing and it's honest rules. And obviously, it's going to have to be set up so you don't dump a lot of debt on them and all of that. It may be just going forward. But you cannot have local people see, yeah, the candy store is open and nobody's there and the lights are on. Let's just go in and grab what we can off the shelves. Okay, in Texas, a sad development, and I think this is unconstitutional. There should be litigation down there about it. If you get into federal court, great. If you don't, state court in the hip pocket of the Republican Party in Texas. But you know that a lot of the Texas Democrats in the state Senate fled the state. They got out of the state and the legislature, they fled it to deny a quorum for the voter suppression bills. I think they did exactly right. There is a law in Texas that says they're supposed to show up, and if they don't, they can be arrested. I think that's unconstitutional. I'll tell you why. But now here's the development, the new development. The sergeant at arms for the legislature is going door to door looking to arrest Democrats at their houses. At their houses. That is intimidation. Make them come down and vote. Give a quorum to slit the throats of the constituents of that state. The bill is going to make it a felony for some poll workers and others to help people vote or at the polls. People are going to be uncertain about whether they're subject to criminal exposure. They can be unlikely to volunteer at the polls. They're going to obey whatever the police and the Republicans say to do. This is not America. This is not America at all. This is not our democracy. Why is it unconstitutional to arrest them? If you're elected to the legislature, people elected you, and not the opposing party or even your party, no party. You are elected. You have a fiduciary duty to best represent as you see fit their interests. And if you don't do it, it's their decision whether to throw you out or not. No one else's. If your decision is to go to the legislature and vote a certain way on a bill, you cannot be punished for that. If it is your decision to not go to the legislature, because to do so would let other people destroy their right to vote, you have that is your fiduciary duty to your people is exactly to do that. Not show up. If it turns out you're wrong and the people wanted you to show up, they'll vote somebody else in. They decide. Here it's the police and the Republican Party deciding. There was a guy, Julian Bond, the Georgia legislature in the 1960s who opposed the Vietnam War. He's an African-American gentleman. Elected to the Georgia legislature, they refused to seat him. They threw him out. They said because he's opposed to the Vietnam War, he can't sit. That went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court said, who the hell do they think they are? They didn't elect this guy. Somebody else elected him. If his people don't like his position, so be it. Then they'll vote him out. But you made him seat him. They made him seat him. Here, it's the other way around. They don't want to show up because it's a crooked deal. They don't want to be part of a crooked deal. It's unconstitutional, but the Texas sergeant at arms is now going door to door to arrest Democrats in Texas. Go to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
On what you're talking about, this voter suppression and all this gerrymandering and kabuki dance and smoke and mirrors the Republicans are doing, the public has to understand, the voting public, they're doing this because they can't win in a fair fought election. They don't have the ability and they don't have the numbers. So moving forward, they're nothing but obstructionists to our voting process. And if they're obstructionists, they're breaking laws. And if they're breaking laws, we got to uphold those laws. And I don't care where it's at. You know, this crap all started with Scott Walker. And he thought he didn't have to listen to people. And he was going to have his own little kingdom. Now, that goofball didn't even have a college education, and it showed by his lack of ability and diplomacy. But moving forward, in this day and age, and right here today on Tuesday, we have to tell these guys, Biden's right. Either work with us or get out of the way. You're no more obstructionist. And if you're going to do all this stuff, we should turn the tables on them. You're going to pull this stuff, and it costs us to go into litigation and to do all this stuff. You're going to foot the bill if you lose. You're going to foot the bill if you lose, because it's sick and tired of the taxpayers putting up with this. These guys don't want to be part of this country. They want their own country. Well, go find it, but you're not going to find it in the U.S. My motto to them is never bet against America. Thanks again, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, great. You know, Bill, right on the money, right on the money. They're voting to criminalize voting. And here in the state, Voss is going halfway, giving Gableman $11,000 a month to go around the state and basically intimidate poll workers and people thinking there's something wrong. There's something wrong. There's nothing wrong. $11,000 out of state taxpayer money. I pay state taxes. So do you. So does everybody. And most of them don't pay $11,000 a month. So why should Gableman suck up this much tax money to go around and suppress the vote? The Republican Party is suppressing the vote. And you're right. Either be part of the solution or get out of the way. They're not getting out of the way. That has got to be clearly understood by everybody. They're obstructing the vote. Obstructing the vote. And we got to shut them down. And the truth of the matter is that fight is going on right now in the U.S. Senate and in the House. Bill, thanks for calling in. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We have to go to a quick break. And I will get back to the lines immediately after the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.